Donald Trump.
This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, and out for unchecked power.
I'm Peter King. Former President Donald Trump is in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, where he's answered the sitting president's remarks on Trump's supporters.
Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage.
Trump says Kamala Harris is trying to distance herself from him.
She and Crooked Joe head up the worst administration in the history of our country.
Trump's next stop tonight is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Peter King, CBS News.
Harris also travels today to Pennsylvania, where the race is super tight. Our Finn Gomez reports she hopes to pick up any voters she can in light of the controversy over Puerto Rico.
If there's a few thousand voters here or there in Pennsylvania, maybe these Latino voters in that Latino corridor in the center of the state, or Puerto Rican voters specifically, then that can make a difference. And they're hopeful that it can.
In the remaining days before the election, the Biden administration is pressing for any kind of progress to stop the fighting in the Middle East. The top two U.S. envoys are in the region. CBS's Holly Williams has more from Tel Aviv.
Many people look at the Middle East right now and see signs that U.S. influence in this region is waning. And as evidence, they point to the fact that the U.S. has apparently been unable to negotiate a ceasefire and hostage deal in Gaza and unable to prevent an escalation of fighting between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with his South Korean counterpart at the Pentagon today and said North Korean troops are in Russian uniforms and carrying Russian weapons. They're moving near the border with Ukraine. He called it a dangerous and destabilizing move. Catastrophic floods have killed at least 72 people in Spain. The hardest hit areas are in eastern and southern Spain, and the storm system is likely to be a problem through tomorrow. Ram is recalling about 34,000 pickup trucks that have an issue with their stability control systems. Jeff Gilbert reports.
Stability control can prevent crashes by keeping vehicles stable in sudden maneuvers. A damaged wheel hub encoder ring can prevent stability control from doing its job on certain 2025 Ram 1500 pickups. No injuries have been reported. Dealers will inspect the vehicles to see if repairs are needed.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A garage fire in Racine last night hospitalized one person and caused about $60,000 in damage. The fire started accidentally during welding work on a vehicle and spread to a nearby garage. Racine Mayor Corey Mason proposed a $94 million budget for next year to the Common Council Monday night. The plan allocates funds for public safety facilities, neighborhood renewal, and lead pipe replacement. Two separate fires across the state line resulted in four fatalities last night. One person died in a Round Lake fire, while three people perished in a Zion fire 2 hours later. Southeastern Wisconsin is under a high fire danger alert issued by the DNR. You're warned not to do any outdoor burning due to strong winds. Kenosha City Council approved a contract to acquire six school properties from KUSD. The city plans to create a tax district to support demolition and redeveloping some of the sites into housing. And Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are making campaign stops in Wisconsin today. Harris will hold a musical event in Madison while Trump rallies supporters in Green Bay with Brett Favre. Both are expected back in the state Friday. Trump will be at the Fiserv. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you. A Bucks player cited for speeding. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Milwaukee Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. has been slapped with a speeding violation after crashing his BMW into another car, then into an apartment building at Yankee Hill in downtown Milwaukee over the weekend. At first, the team said it was a single car crash, but the Journal Sentinel discovered a second vehicle was involved. No injuries to the two people in that car. Jackson to pay for damages and the $138 fine. The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tomorrow night. NFL Packers rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper talked about his sack and forced fumble against the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's something we work on a lot, you know, like our defense. That's what we want to do, try to get the ball. Explosive plays turn to points, so that's what happens. So that's just our way of thinking.
Matt LaFleur says the rookie gets better every week.
It seems to me that he's developing a better routine. I think Coop's done a better job in that regard.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Still feeling summery with today's high temperatures in the upper 70s alongside those breezy winds. Whipping out of the south still up to 40 miles per hour as showers and thunderstorms move in overnight, which will continue to dampen our morning. Winding down by the afternoon, winds become blustery cold. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Rolling Stones, and time is on my side. Did you know that Dionne Warwick recorded that song? Well, sort of. The song was originally recorded by jazz trombonist Kai Winding and his orchestra on the Verb Records label in October of 1963. His version was mostly instrumental with just the lyrics, "Time is on my side," sung by the background trio of Sissy Houston, Dionne Warwick, and Dee Dee Warwick.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
It's WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollmann. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Kurt.
My friend Robin joins us from time to time. I'm going to let you brag here for a little bit because I saw one of your posts on Facebook. Tell us about it.
Yep, I had to post this because my son, who has been a police officer for the past, I would say, 8 years, and has been in his current position for, I'd say, 7 or 6. Anyways, he received a letter of commendation, I guess is what you call it. And he was, because he and a partner that he was working with helped save the life of a guy who was running around with two knives in his hands and stabbed somebody in the chest. And so TJ was one of the guys that saved the day, saved him and took the guy in. That was really crazy. So
used a taser, was it?
He had to tase him, yes. And his other part, the partner he was working with had to have a gun pulled onto the, you know, pull the gun, so save the guy that had been stabbed, and TJ took over and tased the guy that was running around with just two knives, one in each hand, trying to get this guy. So it was a very scary moment. And
well, that's what I was going to ask you. As a mom, doesn't that scare the bejesus out of you?
It sure does. But here's the thing that I tell people all the time is I have faith in God and I have faith in his abilities and his training. So I know that he will always do what's best, you know, for the public and for himself, because he has a family and he thinks, you know, he has a good head on his shoulders. So he's not rogue or anything. But yeah, we're very proud of him. And we didn't even know until he showed us the post from the township or the city. What a Facebook page.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know if I would tell my parents either until it was public like that, because I don't want them to worry, you know?
Well, he really doesn't share much with us. And sometimes we hear it just by watching the scanner page or whatever. But, you know, with that, we were just more proud and impressed with him and receiving this commendation. So kudos goes out to him. And I mean, my cup runneth over is what I say usually. Exactly. So yeah, when he showed us that, I am sharing, because I don't share a lot on Facebook, but this thing, I really want it. And because we back the blue here in our family and we're proud and to have a police officer in our family and working to, you know, make things better.
Well, congratulations to him, and a big thank you to him for his service.
Oh, well, I will pass that along, Kurt. Right. Thanks so much.
That's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Oh, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. What exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Silly girl.
Shame on you. Your mama said.
Silly girl.
Shame on you. You cried in bed.
Silly girl.
Shame on you. You told a lie.
Big girls do cry. Big girls.
Oh, cry.
They don't cry.
Big girls don't cry.
That's just an alibi.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, showers and thunderstorms tonight and a low of 62. Tomorrow, more of the same, showers and thunderstorms, temperatures about 67.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I want my life to be a little. To love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I'm giving up a breath for you. But what good does it do if I ain't got you? Ain't got you. Baby,
you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody. Love somebody the way I love you.
To love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
I've hungered for your say to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A groundbreaking for a new Lincoln King Community Center was held this morning in Racine. The governor joined the mayor for turning dirt on the $68 million project. The facility will be going up just north of Julian Thomas Elementary, and it's funded through a mix of state, federal, and private resources. Leaders said this morning it's aimed at filling a gap in Racine's health care options. A garage fire in Racine last night resulted in one person being hospitalized. The fire near Kinsey in Chicago caused about $60,000 in damage and was started while someone was doing work on their car. Investigators say the fire happened accidentally when welding work was being done on a vehicle. The sparks and fire quickly spread to another nearby garage. We're working on learning more about the person hospitalized. Southeastern Wisconsin still has a high fire danger. The warning from the DNR says you shouldn't burn outside. Old classrooms will be turned into living rooms in Kenosha. The city council has approved a contract with Kenosha Unified to acquire six school properties. The plan is to use some of the old buildings for potential housing developments. Under the agreement, KUSD will transfer five schools and an annex to the city. The city will then create a tax district to support demolition and redevelopment of some of the sites. Those include the old Washington Middle, McKinley, and Hillcrest. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Still feeling summery with today's high temperatures in the upper 70s alongside those breezy winds. Whipping out of the south still up to 40 miles per hour as showers and thunderstorms move in overnight, which will continue to dampen our morning. Winding down by the afternoon, winds become blustery cold. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It says here the U.S. Navy is facing an unexpected shortage of pants. Okay, hear me out. You think the U.S. Navy could shop at Old Navy?
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
News and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
You know we've got to find.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Well, tomorrow, of course, is Halloween. So here are some facts you may or may not know about Halloween. The smallest bat weighs less than a penny, but the largest has a wingspan of about 20 feet. The Australian funnel web spider can drive its quarter-inch fangs through your fingernail with a single bite. Vampire bats in Central America are actually bloodsuckers, but they feast mainly on cattle. Orange and black are Halloween colors because orange represents the fall harvest, and black is associated with darkness and death. And each year, $3.6 billion is spent on Halloween candy. And there are a few facts you may or may not have known about Halloween.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as Vice President, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Your spot on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check news, sports, and weather. We'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Now it's Mungo Jerry on WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, do a turn or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When our grandpa, when our daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy.